There's going to be a lot of hammering, nailing, and other construction noises on the University of Alaska Fairbanks this summer. I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. Summer is traditionally the construction season for all of Alaska, and this summer will be exceptionally busy on campus. Plans for everything from a major addition to the library to minor repairs and painting dormitories are in the works. Staples Brown, Director of the Physical Plant, will oversee many of these projects.
Well, there are really two types of construction plans that's going on. The major projects, which are generally handled by the facilities planning and construction office, and then what I classify more as upgrade projects, which we will be doing with our own physical plant forces.
Among the major projects that will be handled by facilities planning and construction are the Duckring Building addition and the renovation of the old museum. Brown's crew from the physical plant will be concentrating on the number of rehabilitation or upgrading facilities. The reworking of the older facilities is necessary for a number of reasons.
A lot of these things are upgrades of existing facilities, which were put in, for the most part, before we had the kinds of constraints that we work under today, such as OSHA restraints. The elevators are a good example. The traffic laws, which we are now trying to bring our campus in conformance with, so the troopers can enforce the laws. Roads and streets have to conform to certain standards before they can do that.
In other cases, the work is necessary to correct false economies from the past and to lower current operating costs.
The building upgrades, there is a philosophy that has been going on around here ever since the university was built, and that is we build our buildings with the lowest first cost in mind, and many of these buildings were built back when energy was 3 to 4 times cheaper than it is today. And this philosophy of building with the lowest first cost in mind always invariably results in high operating costs. And so we're trying to upgrade our facilities to bring those operating costs more in line where we think they should be.
Among the efforts are a number of landscaping projects. Constitution Park is scheduled to be completed. For the students, the physical plant is building a camping facility near the West Ridge. Some paving is also projected. And yes, they are planning to increase the parking. The area near the Rural Lab School, across Tenenbaum Drive from Lower Commons, the existing facilities will be upgraded, creating more room for more vehicles. This work of upgrading and renovating facilities pays off, according to Brown.
A great deal of what we're doing, of course, this all has to be funded. And a good amount of the funding comes from repair and renovation funds, which have been appropriated by the legislature. In fact, if we get what we're anticipating this year, it'll only be the second time we've really had this kind of discretionary money to spend. That's one source of the funding. And what really happens is that funding ends up as seed money in a situation like we have. Because I know, for instance, if I'm given $500,000 to put into building upgrades and energy efficiency programs, that $500,000 will generate savings, which can go into the next stage of efficiency type investments. And it becomes almost self-sustaining, at least this is what I'm hoping for. Some of my plans are, of course, contingent upon getting more of this kind of money from the legislature and having the freedom to invest the savings back into activities which will produce even more savings in the future.
Staples Brown is the director of the physical plant at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.